It's been a dry year. Lackluster snowpack, over a month of drought conditions, and a weeks-long burn ban. But a recent few days of rain means some delicious signs of hope are popping up in the understory.
You got a knife?
Uh-huh.
See what I mean?
Gold.
Haynes chef Travis Kuchel slips off the trail and into the ferns on Mount Riley. His wife Rachel just found forager's gold.
When you find chanterelles, you know in your heart and soul that they're chanterelles because it just looks like patches of gold laying on the ground.
They do look like treasures blossoming out of the moss and leaves. Chanterelle mushrooms are also widely considered a delicacy in the culinary world. Kuchel would know. He got his start in the kitchen in Washington State, where you can pay up to $25 a pound for these mushrooms at the market. But just a mile from Kuchel's Haynes doorstep, the chanterelles are free.
I feel like a kid in a candy store, you know, just all these things that I know as being so preciously expensive all the time are just everywhere and free. It's really fun. I don't think a lot of people also even think of this area as a foraging capital, but like, I don't think anybody does, but it really is. This is the best foraging of my life happens up here.
It's not just the chanterelles that are plentiful. Kuchel describes hauls of king boletes, that's porcini mushrooms, as well. When he worked at the Halsing Land, he says they stopped buying mushrooms entirely. He could find more than they needed in the forest.
Kind of get that feeling in your bones that there's mushrooms out. You spend enough time in the woods, you just start to acclimate to when they're growing.
He and Rachel will put mushrooms, or dried mushroom powder, in just about anything. Sourdough bread with vibrant chicken of the woods mushrooms.
They have a very strong bouillon flavor, so they kind of taste like chicken a little bit.
To noodles made from the cauliflower mushroom. At this year's state fair, he says he cooked some up for friends who helped him out at his currywurst stand.
So I took one of my giant, like, 4-foot paella pans, and I cooked 15 pounds of them all at once. It was really fun. I never cooked that many mushrooms all at once.
Kuchel has cooked seasonally in Haynes for over a decade. Now he's putting down roots with his own enterprise, Milo Ništa. That's Croatian for little nothing. It's an in-joke with his grandma about the secret value of places that might be in the middle of nowhere. For now, Milo Ništa is pop-up dinners at the First Friday Art Walk. But Kuchel is hoping it will grow into a restaurant, and he has a few investors that believe in his vision.
And I do feel like Alaska is one of the last places that still can have like a really strong food culture. When I say food culture, meaning something you do as an activity and then eat later. Not just something that you go pick up at the grocery store and make a fancy meal with, you know.
Then he darts off into the woods. He remembers a little patch of chanterelles around this turn in the trail. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strumpel.